Next Tuesday, November 5th, voters in Onslow County will decide the fate of a bond referendum allocating $75 million for the school system. The money will be used for security upgrades, major maintenance projects, and the replacement of two schools built in the 1920s. Associate Superintendent for Human Resources Barry Collins says the need for improvements is great.
Onslow County Schools is the 13th largest school district in the state of North Carolina. We're the second fastest growing school district.
Each year, approximately 350 students are added to the Onslow County school system. In 1991, there were 27 schools in the district. Over the span of 20 years, 10 new schools were built to accommodate the growth. Collins says the influx of people moving to the area has put a huge burden on existing infrastructure.
These are very critical needs for the school district. If this bond passes, it will be the cheapest way for our county to pay for it.
A long-range facility needs assessment conducted in December 2011 found that the school system would need 3,500 additional seats to handle future needs at the current rate of growth. The estimated cost to build new elementary schools, replace aging facilities, perform major scheduled maintenance, and install safety and security technology is $149 million.
That was presented. It was approved by our board. It was presented to the county commissioners. And we're on the way with the $149 million to be put on the ballot. About 3 days later, the school board reconvened and decided that the $149 million was just too much to ask our citizens to pay for at this time, considering the economic situation.
The school board reconfigured items on the list to include only essential repairs and construction to be done in the next 2 to 3 years. Collins says they were able to cut cost in half to $75 million.
$6 million of that is for safety and security, which is the enhanced cameras and monitoring systems, the new door locks, the scan card readers, the call buttons at the front office, and the identification and check upgrades. We also have the ability with the software that our law enforcement can be notified and they can actually pull up on their system what our cameras are looking at.
Collins says security upgrades will be installed at all 37 Onslow County school sites. The bulk of the $75 million bond referendum will go to replace the aging Dixon Middle School and Richlands Elementary School.
One of the things that is important to note is that everyone agrees that the needs are there. We've had no one really contest us on whether or not we need these things.
Onslow County residents are concerned with how the bond referendum, if approved, will impact their pocketbooks. While the school board does not levy taxes, Collins has been told the property tax increase would only be about 2 to 6 cents on every $100. Given the average property value in Onslow County is $178,700, the estimated increase to the average homeowner would be about $60 per year. For more information on Onslow County Schools bond referendum, go to publicradioeast.org and click on this story. For Public Radio East, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.